Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Academic Freedom Day public service announcement. When Rodney Levesque criticized Darwinian evolution in his high school biology class, he lost his teaching job. When biologist Carolyn Crocker raised criticisms of Darwin's theory in her college class, she was blacklisted. On February 12, 2009, thousands of schools around the nation are going to be celebrating the bicentennial of Darwin's birth with propaganda and one-sided events. Stand up for free speech and defend the right to openly debate the evidence for and against evolution. Join with students and parents from around the nation as they seek to turn Darwin Day 2009 into Academic Freedom Day on evolution. For resources on how you can make a difference, go to www.academicfreedomday.com. There you'll find free information about how you can stage an event, sign a petition, or even enter a contest on why free speech on evolution is so important. That's www.academicfreedomday.com. Academic Freedom Day on Evolution is proudly sponsored by the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute. Again, for more information, visit www.academicfreedomday.com. The freedom to speak out is too important not to defend.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.